DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Corr.
A man's been jailed for life for killing a Chatham man after beating him with a pickaxe handle. Michael Tierney was found lying in a road with serious injuries in June and later died in hospital. 39-year-old George French from Ansell Avenue will serve a minimum of 18 years. Meantime, 27-year-old William Fleming from White Road has been locked up for 12 years after being found guilty of manslaughter.
KMFM News.
We're being encouraged to let road bosses know what we think about two potential sites for a lorry park in Kent, which they hope could solve the problems caused by Operation Stack. A consultation's underway asking us to choose between a holding area near Stamford and another close to Junction 11. Highways England says it could be used when there's a problem for lorries crossing the channel or be a 24-hour-a-day truck stop. Kevin Bowen is from there.
The third option is to also help deal with overnight parking, either in illegal places such as our hard shoulders or in appropriate places such as outside people's front doors.
England's top doctors warned obesity is the biggest threat to women's health and that it should be one of the government's top priorities. Matt Steele has the details for KMFM.
It is, according to Dame Sally Davies, the golden thread in the country's health crisis.
I am calling on the government to elevate obesity to a national risk.
That would put the issue alongside civil emergencies the government plans for, like terrorism and flu pandemics. It's one of 17 recommendations England's chief medical officer makes in her annual report, which focuses on women's health. Others include better treatment for ovarian cancer and the breaking of taboos. Janine's a mum-to-be.
When I had spoken to my friends who had had children, no one mentioned incontinence.
That's a health problem affecting 5 million women.
A search is underway for two Vietnamese boys missing from Whitstable. The 14-year-olds were last seen in the Borstal Hill area on Saturday afternoon and neither speak fluent English. You can see pictures and a description of them at kentonline.co.uk. Three men have been jailed for trying to supply £6 million worth of cocaine after one of them was traced to a Sheppey holiday park. 36-year-old Darren Osborne from Chislehurst was staying at the site in Laysdown with his family under a false name. A court heard an empty house was being used to store 28 kilos of the drug. The group have been sentenced to a total of 39 years behind bars. More than 10,000 people have signed a petition to try and save a school in Kent for deaf children. Earlier this week, we told you the Royal School for Deaf Children in Margate faced closure after the trust running it went into administration. They also look after children with very complex needs, including Claire Thomas's son, Alex. She says it's essential the school stays open.
His place is absolutely vital to us. It literally changed our lives as a family. But by the time we got the placement, we were on our knees as a family, so it saved our family life.
Dozens of jobs are also at risk. There's some good news for bus passengers in Medway. Drivers have called off a planned strike. Arriva staff had been due to walk out for the third time on Monday in an ongoing dispute over new timetables. KMFM's been told talks between the company and the Unite Union have been successful and services will run as normal. And director JJ Abrams says he's not giving any more clues to the plot in the upcoming Star Wars film. The Force Awakens is released next week and there's heated speculation about the storyline and what happens to the characters.
KMFM Sport.
In football, it could be a tough game for Gillingham this weekend as they welcome top-of-the-table Burton Albion to Priestfield. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the Gills are currently fourth in League One and haven't lost at home this season. KMFM Sport reporter Luke Cordell says fans will be looking forward to it.
Should be good atmosphere, plenty of people coming to this one. It's getting towards the start of the festive period, so everyone gets a bit more excited about football around this time of year. And, it's a great game to look forward to. If Gills win, they could go top if results elsewhere go their way.
Elsewhere, Michael Platini's attempt to overturn his ban from football at the Court of Arbitration for Sport has failed. But CAS has said his provisional 90-day suspension can't be extended. That expires on the 5th of January. And in cricket, England will face Sri Lanka, South Africa and the West Indies in the second phase of the World T20, which takes place next March in India. The format for the competition has finally been released. Scotland and Ireland will both have to come through an initial group competition to join the top eight nations in the Super Tens.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.